Rise and grind, everybody. Welcome to the first edition of Body and Soul.
It's a Queens thing, baby. Trap master, rock on.
My name is L, I'm from Queens. I heard about your manny like the late Sugar Green. No Jacob on a mosquito with Donna jeans, but he slipped up into his rock to a fiend. He be playing like a willy cause he dressed you up, never knowing that his woman is in need of love. He got Versace, gold links, stomach chains with rock. Official hairstyle, but you stuck up in the spot. Making love, Duke is weak, then he falling asleep. You on the phone with your old piece, dying to creep between my sheets. So what, you got Chanel on your feet? Hot sex on a platter, make the mission complete. Honey, won't let me finesse that. See, the moral of the story is a woman need love, the kind your so-called players never dreamed of. You got to try love, can't buy love. If you play your hand, then it's bye-bye love.
I know it's early. I hope you got a cup of coffee or some tea or something.
I was just thinking that. I'm like, man, I'm going to need me some coffee.
I know. But you know, we're going to go ahead and get right into it. I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself and let them know what you do.
Okay. My name is Walter Thomas III. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a stock car race car driver.
Okay. Now, for those that don't know what that is, you might want to kind of break down, you know, stock car, what you mean by that. They might think you might drag race or something, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, stock cars are basically developmental cars are same as what you see on TV for NASCAR. It's oval racing. I do it locally on a smaller scale, of course, in any Indianapolis area. And I've been doing this for, wow, it'll be 14 years in July.
Wow. Sounds like a long time. Why don't you go ahead and let them know how old you are, since you make yourself seem kind of old when you say 14 years, you know?
Yeah, listen to that. Yeah, I'm 17 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, 17 years old. I'll be 18 later on in July.
Man, so they got you out here. They got toddlers out here going in circles, man, literally, you know?
Yes, yes.
Well, with that being said, for you to be doing something so young for 14 years, what are some of your inspirations to do it?
My biggest inspiration as far as who's inspired me, definitely by far my father. He's pushed me to do great things, strive for me to do great things over the past, even before I was racing. And he's made all this possible. Now, other inspirations as far as who I see in the media or who I see on TV, I would definitely have to say some of the greats as far as race car drivers go. Wendell Scott was a huge one from a young age. I remember, you know this, of course, watching Grease Lightning. It starred Richard Pryor. And
right.
We would watch that, around this time in the morning while we were eating breakfast.
I remember that.
And it's going wild.
I remember
yeah.
that. with the waffles and the glass of milk, I remember that. You know,
yeah, glass of milk and some generic. It wasn't even Miss Butterworth syrup.
It wasn't, but hey,
we
made do what we had, right?
We did,
man. Of course, because there's so many different types of racing out there. Some people would probably think of the movie Fast and Furious. Why don't you break down what class you're in, since you did mention earlier you're in a lower class, not necessarily NASCAR elite. So can you kind of break down what class you're in right now currently?
Okay, yeah, basically the series I'm in now is referred to as the Sportsman Series, CRA, which stands for Championship Racing Association. This is from NASCAR's lowest level to ranks away, actually, because there's only one ahead of mine, which is the Super Series, which is just like my car, but different size motor, different size tires, and they run on a little bit bigger tracks and a little bigger circuit around the Midwest. But as far as the series goes, this is really just getting us ready for the next step after late models, of course, being the Canyon Series. And this is actually a NASCAR-sanctioned series where they travel. They have two main series, the East and the West, and they travel all over. And from there, that's where we go to the Truck Series. And these are some of my goals that I've set for myself that I will be a part of within the next 5 years.
Okay. All right. So, wow. So basically, do you know how many years it may take for a driver, say I want to drive, and how many years on average I'm at to spend in each class to be able to move up to eventually be in NASCAR?
Thing that's really different about our sport is it kind of doesn't really go based off of age. After you get to a certain point, it's like when it gets down to it, it comes down to funding and making sure you have the right resources and know the right people. Because it's really, this sport is like no other. It just takes a lot of money, and you can be the most talented person in the world at driving a race car, but if you don't have any funding or anybody behind you, you'll easily go to the wayside. And that's some of the issues, we have had over my 14 years of racing. We've run into, sometimes maybe not having enough funding for a certain week, or we might have to miss out on a race just because, we just don't have it. But for somebody like you, at your age, if you're just starting, unless you got like a $2 million to blow, you know, you might pan out.
Okay. So you're saying it's age sensitive?
It's very age sensitive. This is definitely a young man's sport. You're not going to be a rookie at 23 or 24. You got kids coming in driving full size stock cars at 11, killing the game.
Huh.
Of course,
wow. Yeah,
these kids have funding.
Right.
Right. So as long as you have funding and you have, you know, the right people in your corner, you'll go far in this business.
Huh. Okay. So basically, it's all about the money or endorsements or sponsors, right? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. It's all about it in marketing and being able to market yourself.
Okay. That being said, what is your experience with marketing been like? Like what is your marketing model that you, or your marketing sense for yourself? Since you say you have to market yourself.
Well, I have to market myself because I know when it comes down to it, I'm the only one who's capable of marketing myself the right way, or how I see myself, or how I want to be seen to businesses that might be potential sponsors in the future. I know that in order for me to make it to that next level, this is a big key, from the social media aspect or when I'm doing TV interviews or like now when I'm doing radio interviews, it's important that I give off my persona and how I am, you know, that I'm just a genuine, you know, teenager, that I just get to show them who I am and how important, you know, this really is to me, and that I'm willing to work hours on end to make sure this works. And a lot of people respect that. I've landed a couple of deals. Was going a little rash, but I've landed a couple of deals this year alone off of, you know, how I am, and I'm still currently making sure that I do everything I can do just to make sure this is, you know, going to work, because it is going to work.
Right, exactly. That's why, you know, I guess you could say my personal experience with you, even today, is a great example of somebody who understands that when you're doing something that's not clocking in at 9 to 5 or goes beyond a 9 to 5, somebody can call you at 5:45 in the morning, you know, and say, hey, do you want to, you know, get this interview, you know, and let you know that you're ready at any given moment to continue to push yourself marketing. So I want to make sure that our audience that's listening knows when it comes to independence, there is no clock in or clock out. You know, you get 24 hours just like I got 24 hours, and what you do with that really determines ultimately your results.
Yes, sir.
Would you agree with that? Okay.
I would.
Right.
Going over and beyond, you know, when nobody else is watching, when nobody else really gets to see, that's when it counts. When nobody's watching, what you do is your time. It's really the most important time.
Man, yeah, I had to let know while you were going in on that, on especially on your marketing sense and how, you know, how you present yourself. I had to tweet out that, you know, you probably saw the tweet. I had to tweet out, you know, you dropping jewels right now. For those that don't know, of course, Body and Soul, if you missed the live episode, it will be posted on TySlider.com exclusively. So of course, if the people are still sleeping right now, those that do have to clock in at 9 to 5, the episodes will be archived and posted on TySlider.com. So, you know, the jewels that you're dropping right now, for somebody that may wake up a little later, hopefully they'll get the message and maybe they'll go that extra step and wake up a little earlier and push themselves to get that dream and make it happen. So with that being said, I know you're almost out of high school, and you're about to go off to college. What advice would you offer young entrepreneurs that are your age, that are at that point in your life where you're about to go off to college, or somebody's about to start a business? Like, what advice would you offer that young entrepreneur or that young race car driver that wants to, you know, that sees you on Instagram at the racetrack. What advice would you recommend or offer them?
I would tell them to stay with it, to stay strong. You know, there's certain things out in life that, well, you know what, I'm going to quote Steve Harvey here. It's people who, it's like a time and place in life when you just get to this cliff in life and you got to make the decision just to jump. Now, there's many people you might see along the way, they're soaring as far as in life. You know, you just see them, looks like everything's going great, everything's going well. And, you know, there's certain people who are too scared to go off that cliff, to chase their dreams, to jump. Now, when you jump off that cliff, you know, nothing is guaranteed. But there's a certain time, if you stay on that cliff, you know, you'll never know. Your parachute might not come out, you know, right away. You're gonna get hurt, you're gonna get bruised, but in the end, I say it's worth it. Because right now, I'm still jumping. My parachute ain't came out yet. I don't know if it's guaranteed or not, but I believe this is gonna work. And everything is gonna work out fine. So the young entrepreneurs, I would just say, take the chance. There's gonna be some nights where you're going like, man, what was I thinking? I could have got a regular job. I might have had a great opportunity. I might have turned it away. But as long as you believe in your vision, because everything starts with a vision. As long as you have that vision and you set your goals and you've got everything set out, you're already ahead of the game. Even if everything you set out or plan doesn't go that way, something might change along the way. Make sure you change with it. Change with it, alter your plans a little more, but keep working at it. Don't ever give up, especially if it's something you truly believe in and you believe this could be the next, I don't know, the next Apple or, you know, the next best thing. Just stay with it. Do everything you can to make sure this works out for you and that your dreams come true. That's what I would probably say to somebody. I've had that said to me so many times, to make sure, you know, even if you don't land in the arena that you may not want to land in, just make sure you're at least somewhere around it. You might not land in the spot you want to land, but make sure you're somewhere around it.
I tell you what, man, if I wasn't awake already, those words right there would have got me out of bed and I would have started working on a plan right then and there. That was real, man. And once again, I want to let the audience know, this kid is only 17 talking like a grown man. You know what I'm saying? That's a very mature state of mind that you're in right now. And you don't see that too often with your generation. I'm sure you're aware of this when you go to school.
Yes, I'm aware of it.
You're probably one of the few. You may have a couple of friends that here and there, but not too many people at your age have that mentality. And, you know,
well,
your future
a lot of them, I
go ahead.
A lot of them, you know, just haven't had, some of them haven't had, you know, real life, I guess real life examples as far as some in the business sense, or just had somebody talk to them like that.
That's very
like my father, like my father has to me, or you have, or just certain people in my life have.
Right. Right. No. It's definitely needed, and I'm very proud to see somebody at your age, at that point you like to say right now, where you can be wilding out doing Lord knows what. You got. You seem like you're focused. You got a vision. And you believe, and the audience is hopefully the audience definitely gets inspired off of this, but I want to thank you before we run out of time. I want to thank you for, you know, blessing body and soul with your presence in the first episode, first interview. Before we close the interview, I want you to, you know, let people know where they can find you at on social media. And also, since you are a race car driver, let them know where they can find you at actually doing, you know, doing your vision, bringing your vision to life.
Okay. Guys, follow me on Walter Thomas 45 on Instagram and on Twitter at WT3Racing. Facebook, make sure to like my Facebook page as well, fan page, Walter Thomas / WT3Racing.
Okay. And do you have a schedule yet for your racing this season? Or you want to throw it in there?
What's funny is we probably do. I'm falling a little bit behind. I need to make sure. I need to do a check. Actually, I don't know. I don't know if they've released it yet. But that was one of my things on my checklist today. I was gonna check.
Okay. No. What we'll do is make sure we'll let the listeners on the social media know to follow you, and I'm sure you'll probably post your schedule up on one of those sites, either your Twitter on WT3Racing or Instagram Walter Thomas 45, and we'll make sure to let the audience know to find your schedule there. I want to thank you once again for coming on the show. Thank you for the jewels you dropped today, and stay blessed and stay focused. And with that being said, we're going to get right back into the music. And you have a great day, sir.
Hey, same to you, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. And this is Drew Hill. Beauty is her name. Right here on Body and Soul with Top Slider.
Around. With this beauty, where all you can think about.
Again, I want to give a special shout out to my brother Walter Thomas III. You can follow him once again on Twitter at WT3 Racing and Instagram at WalterThomas45. And for those out there who would love to get an interview on Body and Soul, please feel free to hit me up on the Twitter or the Instagram or Facebook at Ty Schlatter, and we can get that set up for you. Not a problem. I just want to give a special shout out to that because this is the first episode. And wow, I hope that this show is inspiring and motivational because it's early in the morning, and I know sometimes people don't want to get out of bed, myself included. But with those type of interviews and having people on there to get that type of vision and that type of belief and dreams, I just want to inspire because that's all this is about. It's body and soul. And this is Mary J. What's going on?
If I told you